Okay, we're coming to the top of the hour. I will be back in 2 minutes.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens.
Back in for the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And the second hour today, we have a special guest, a very knowledgeable man indeed. And I've heard very good reports on him. That's why I contacted him today. And at very short notice, he's coming on. And he has extensive qualification in the sciences. I have to just say, first of all, good evening, Dr. Martin Paul. Do we have Dr. Martin Paul?
Yes, glad to be with you.
Thank you very much indeed. Just one small thing. It's only minor. You can correct it. That document you send me with your bio on it, it's corrupted. I couldn't open it. So maybe you just tell me you're seriously qualified in the sciences. Just tell us, sir, what you did over the years. I know you don't want to boast, but you can tell you're qualified in many of the sciences.
Isn't that right? I got my bachelor's degree in physics at Johns Hopkins University. Graduating Phi Beta Kappa with 180 semester hours of credit, which is 50% more than you need. And went on to Caltech and got my PhD in biochemistry and genetics. I was on the faculty at Washington State University for many years. I'm now what we call retired. And I've been doing the best work of my life since I retired, including the work on electromagnetic fields, which we're going to be talking about tonight.
Sure.
Does that do it for you?
Very good.
Anyway, I published...
Thank you very much. That's just to tell people we've got a very highly educated man in the sciences. You're not repeating gossip, serious stuff, but I'll let you do the talking. Just very simply, my phone beside me here, for instance, I'm in rural Wales here in the UK, has a 5-bar signal, and it's got 4G on it and 3G. But can you start back in 4G and 5G? Why they started using that and then maybe come up to 5G? Was it necessary to have 3G and 4G at all?
Yeah, well, You don't need any of the 4G and 5G, but the fact is that it's being forced upon us. I think what I need to do is to talk to you about electromagnetic fields in general and most of the exposures being microwave frequency electromagnetic fields. And then what I need to do is talk to you about 5G, which is the worst of the bunch for a whole series of different reasons that makes it of great concern to me. So if we can proceed on that basis, that would be good.
Sure, go ahead. No, that's fine.
Okay. So there is very extensive evidence on various kinds of health effects of what are called non-thermal, that is, levels of these electromagnetic field EMFs. And non-thermal means that they don't heat, they produce very little heating or essentially no heating. The industry has safety guidelines which are based entirely on heating effects, and yet we know there are many, many, many things that the EMFs do that don't involve heating and that are very serious. And so that's what I want to talk about. So there are extensive studies showing that microwave frequency EMFs. And here we're talking about cell phones. We're talking about cell phone towers. We're talking about Wi-Fi. We're talking about smart meters. We're talking about radar. We're talking about all kinds of things, all kinds of wireless communication devices. And one of the things they produce is lowered fertility. There are 18 published reviews on this. And when I say reviews, what I'm talking about are articles in the scientific literature, which, you know, have extensive documentation on these various effects. So each of these reviews shows there's a body of evidence clearly showing that these things are occurring. And so, so when you've got 18 reviews, you've got, you know, overwhelming evidence. There should be no question about it. So what kind of effects are there on fertility? You get effects on the structure of the testis and on the structure of the ovaries. And you also get effects that lower sperm count and sperm quality. So these are classic kinds of measures that we know impact fertility. There's also fewer numbers of eggs that are produced in females. There's also increased spontaneous abortion, which occurs from EMF exposures. There are decreases in each of the three types of sex hormones produced by the EMFs. So the estrogens, progesterones, and testosterone are all go down on EMF exposures. And then there's also a lowering of libido, so people don't want to have sex. So all those things impact reproduction. Now, this is, it turns out, we are very, very far along in the process of becoming infertile in every single technologically advanced country on Earth. And and we know that because, first of all, the sperm counts have dropped in all those countries. So what countries are we talking about? We're talking about the U.S. and Canada. We're talking about almost all the European countries, including all the European Union countries. We're talking about countries like Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, so these all have sperm counts that dropped below 50% of what we consider normal. And so the question is, and you know, when you do animal studies on EMF effects, you not only get drops, but you also, over time, get complete infertility. You get a crash in fertility. So we may well be very far along in this process in the countries that we have, and that's a great concern. Obviously, you know, what happens if each of these countries have no future. That's a real possibility that we're looking at, not simply based on the exposures we already have. Okay, and then I'm going to talk about 5G, which we don't have yet, but we're going to have shortly, according to all the plans that are being made. They're also...
Can I ask you just a quick question, if it might sound very trivial. I'm told that induction ovens, a particular type of electric oven, can cause women to have miscarriages because they give off dirty electricity, induction ovens. Is that correct?
I don't know that it's correct, but if they give off a lot of dirty electricity, I would not at all be surprised that it's correct, because dirty electricity is another way in which we get exposed to these EMFs. So why don't we tell your listeners what dirty electricity is. So basically, our electric current in the U.S. is supposed to be a 60-cycle current, 60 hertz. It's supposed to go up and down in a nice, smooth, what's known as a sine wave, 60 times a second. In Europe, it's 50 hertz, it's a little bit different. If you actually look at what our current looks like, and you can do this with an instrument called an oscilloscope, what you find is that instead of having a nice smooth sine wave, you get all kinds of jagged things going up and down. So there are all kinds of what are called harmonics on there. And when you get these very high-level harmonics, what happens is the wiring... our electric wiring acts like an antenna, and it broadcasts that out. And so we get exposed to those EMFs, and they have effects. And those effects are very similar to the effects from the wireless devices that I talked about earlier. So, there are many, many issues here, and they become more and more complex with time. Okay.
Just one little input here from the UK. The UK has local authorities going around doing a simple thing called a PAT test, which is testing the house or a flat. And apparently people live in for dirty electricity. Now, if they start introducing 5G, they're going to pick that up very quickly, so they can't deny it's happening. But we don't have 5G here yet. And just briefly, I'll stop after this point. We have a professor of electronics in Maynooth University in Ireland saying that we should embrace 5G, but I'd love to have you on and educate this guy. I just read a report from him that's out from Ireland originally in RTE, the National Institute, but he's saying, we should embrace 5G as soon as we can. How about that?
Well, let me get through these other things and we'll get to 5G. Yep. You need to have a background before I can really talk usefully about 5G, okay? But we'll get there, and it's bad. Let me tell you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so what else does these microwave frequency EMFs do? They produce widespread neurological and neuropsychiatric effects. And those include all the things that almost everybody complains about nowadays. It includes, I can't sleep. I'm tired all the time. I can't concentrate. I'm depressed. My memory doesn't work well, I'm anxious, et cetera, et cetera. All these things, that almost everybody complains about, we know are caused by these EMFs. And again, here we're in a situation where these effects are very, very common in all the technologically advanced countries. And so we're far along in this process. Now, there are a couple of things I want to say. This is true about infertility. This is true of the neurological, neuropsychiatric effects, and it's true of several other things that I'll be talking about. And that is, a number of these effects are cumulative. So if you have just more time of exposure to the same kind of EMF, things get worse and worse over time. And so we're not talking about increasing exposures. We're just talking here about the same kind of exposure, just being exposed for more months, more years. Things get more severe with time. And as they become more severe, they become irreversible. And this is true of the best evidence for the neurological neuropsychiatric effects, the best evidence for the infertility effects that I talked about before. And it's also true for some other things that I will talk about. So you get cumulative effects, and they become irreversible as they become more severe. And when you study these in animals, people have looked at the brain structure and what happens to the brain structure over time with these EMF exposures, and what you see is more and more severe effects on the brain structure. Again, things are cumulative there. And again, as they become more severe, they become irreversible. So when you stop exposing, they stay really messed up. And now that's not true of the minor. You know, if you stop early and you have a minor effect, you can get recovery. And so that's an important thing. And what it means is that when somebody tells you, "Oh, don't worry about it, nothing's going on," et cetera, et cetera, what they are inevitably doing is causing hundreds of millions of people to become severely affected and irreversibly affected. And that's, you I'm sure, have heard those claims over and over and over again.
Would you include this massive rise in depression? I deal with that in another life I have, and we do cover it in this program to some degree. But the amount of people with depression has massively increased as well. Would you put that down to part of the same problem?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Depression is one of the things that's caused by the EMFs. Yes. And okay. Now let's talk about a third thing that's happening. The EMFs hack cause the DNA of the cells to be attacked. So we're talking about cellular DNA. We're talking not isolated DNA, but DNA in cells, in living cells. And they get damaged in several different ways. You get single-strand breaks in the cellular DNA. You get double-strand breaks in the cellular DNA. And you also get oxidized bases in the cellular DNA. And we know that. And there are 21 reviews that have looked at one or more of those things. So, again, we have extensive evidence on these. And, by the way, I didn't mention this, but with the neurological neuropsychiatric effect, there are 25 reviews on.
Just briefly, I know somebody who's been in a psychiatric hospital for 2 years, a young woman, very smart woman, very good, but she's bipolar at the age of 23 and 24. She had been taking heavy drugs through a boyfriend when she was 14 in her puberty years, but she is hypersensitive to, when she goes to the library, used to go to the library near where I live, which is full of computers and Wi-Fi, she would come back in a demonic state, meaning very disturbed. So that was hypersensitivity to Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, she's probably hypersensitive to a lot of the EMFs, and that's it may not be all of them, but it's a problem, and Wi-Fi is a problem in part because it's all over the place. It's very hard to avoid. Especially when you travel, and let me just say, I use a computer on the internet every day, or almost every day.
Like myself, yeah, sure.
And my computer is wired. I do not use Wi-Fi, and and in fact, it's not only is my computer wired to the internet, but I use a corded mouse and a corded keyboard, so that's not wireless either. And I connect to my printer using wires. So that helped minimize my exposure.
Very good. Okay, hang on to that point. You hear the music coming out. We're just going to a 3-minute break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming back in from the first break in the second hour, and we have today a specialist, a guest, a very specialist indeed, on EMF damage and cell tower damage and 5G, Dr. Martin Pohl. And I just ask you, you were talking there about having your wired computer as opposed to Wi-Fi. I saw a video the other day, I'll just make this very brief, where they were measuring accurately, a professional person, the output of a mobile phone. And if you put your switch your mobile phone to aircraft mode, it drops, they say, the signal strength, although the cell tower damage strength, from 90% to 5%. Are you aware of that, or do you think that's correct?
I don't know the exact figures, but it sounds roughly correct.
Very good.
I mean,
very good.
Thank you. Drop. Yeah. The best way to get it down to zero is just take the battery out.
Anyway. Sure, yeah. But as regards hanging the phone around, you say you need it for calls coming into you, and you put it away from you, certainly not have it in your top pocket, which I had for years. And I never made that many calls, but to put it on aircraft mode, the phone will still work, but it reduces the damage to you, I'm told. And they had a professional meter beside it on the video showing you what they're doing. I'll dig up the report and send it to you. It's in my files here from this week. But anyway, carry on. You're saying about being wired as opposed to being Wi-Fi'd on your home computer.
Well, yeah, I was just giving you this as an example. I mean, the only wireless device that I use regularly is my garage door opener, which unfortunately is Yeah, I mean, I don't use any other, but, you know, but when you go places, of course, you get exposed anyway. And, I mean, I have the advantage. I live in a single-family house that's away from other places, so I'm not getting Wi-Fi through the walls, at least not at high levels. And I don't live near a cell phone tower. And cell phone towers, you know, people who live within 1,000 feet of cell phone towers are getting irradiated, and they have effects, and they're all the effects that we're talking about, basically. So, and that's probably at least 30% of the people in the U.S., and I don't know what the situation is in the U.K., but I suspect it's probably at least that high. So, so within about 300 meters or 1,000 feet, there are effects, including the neurological, neuropsychiatric effects. And fertility effects actually haven't been looked at, but the DNA effects have been, and a lot of the other things I'm going to talk about have been, and they, you know, you do get those effects. Okay, so we're going to talk about the DNA effects, and they have roles in causing cancer, and not surprisingly. And they also, when they occur in what's called the germline, in the germ cells in sperm and eggs, then they cause mutations that are passed on to future generations, if there are any. And of course, with the increasing infertility, there may not be any. So, that's something that is another thing that's of great concern, because basically we're attacking what's called our gene pool, the genes and all the different people that are going to be passed on to future generations. How severe this is at this point, I don't know. I've already made the argument the fertility effects are already quite severe, the neurological, neuropsychiatric effects are already quite severe. Here I don't know how severe it is. I just haven't found really haven't found any convincing data that shows, how bad it is. But it may already be quite bad. I just don't know whether that's true or not.
Well, I'll just add one thing to that. Just briefly add one thing. I've done a lot of work about a pharma. And the pharma industry is a mafia organization, no doubt about it. Dr. Peter Gotchi is a world-class professor, gentleman qualified like you, but in medicine. And he exposed the psychiatric profession, run totally by big pharma. So they will go out of their way to cover this up, no doubt about it. The same thing. Mm-hmm. And the other one last thing I mentioned before on this program, Lloyd's of London 20 years ago refused to insure the telecoms industry for this kind of risk. They threw that out 20 years ago.
Yeah, the insurance industry considers the EMFs to be in the top category of risk. And so they don't want to touch it, except at very high cost. And of course, they can do it at high cost. But if they, if the legal situation changes, then of course they can cut out, and they can go. They can leave you stranded, right, even if you're paying for it.
They're carrying their own risk. Anyway, we go to this bottom of the hour break. Then we'll have an uninterrupted 20-minute run off the other side. Okay.
We'll
be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're talking to a very knowledgeable man today, Dr. Martin Paul. And we continue on talking about cellular damage. Sorry, carry on, Martin, okay?
Okay, from electromagnetic fields, EMS. Another kind of damage is what's called apoptosis, programmed cell death. And this is an important...
How do you spell that? I'm just writing notes on what you're saying. How do you spell that, roughly?
Apoptosis? A-P-O-P-T-O-S-I-S.
Okay. Okay.
And this is a process of programmed cell death where, and it's important both for the fertility effects we already talked about and also for generating the neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease, and I'll talk about that later on. So as another process, and there are 13 review articles that have been published on that. There are 19 review articles have been published on oxidative stress and free radical damage. And oxidative stress and free radical damage have important roles in causing essentially every chronic disease you can name. or maybe a bunch that you maybe you can't even name. So this is very important in disease processes. There are many different endocrine, that is, hormonal effects. There are 12 reviews on those, and so we have many problems with our hormones nowadays. And essentially all the hormones are impacted by the EMFs. They don't always work the same way. So some of them go up, some of them go down. Some of them go up under some conditions and go down under other conditions. It depends on the hormone, it depends on the conditions, but you get lots of effects, and that really messes things up. There's also increased intracellular calcium, which turns out to be the cause of everything else, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a few minutes. There are 15 reviews on that. There are 35 reviews showing that the EMFs cause cancer. So the industry is still arguing, oh, cancer is not caused by it, and it's complete and utter nonsense, and it's just simply wrong. Mm-hmm. There's another set of reviews that I want to talk about, and that is these reviews show that pulsed EMFs, EMFs that pulse up and down very rapidly, are in most cases much more biologically active than non-pulsed EMFs, EMFs that are just the same intensity, all the time, instead of going up and down rapidly in intensity. Every single wireless communication device communicates via pulsations, and they are therefore, in principle, and I believe clearly in practice, much more dangerous because of that. And so, so that's another very important issue, and it's one that, as you'll see, is very important for 5G. We'll talk about that in a bit, I guess. There are also cardiac effects. And those have to do with the electrical control of the heart. You can get tachycardia, rapid heartbeat. You can get bradycardia, slow heartbeat. You can get arrhythmias. Arrhythmias are associated with sudden cardiac death. We have an epidemic of young, apparently healthy athletes dying in the middle of an athletic competition from sudden cardiac death.
What do you reckon is causing those athletes to buy the training around grounds, so there are cell towers or something like that?
Well, I think they're exposed to EMFs, whether they're actually exposed. Yeah. What's not clear about this, and I think it's obvious, is are we talking about the EMFs that they're actually exposed to during the athletic competition? That primarily what we're talking about? Are we talking about EMF exposures they had before? Or are we talking about both? I don't know the answers to those things, but I do, I obviously strongly suspect that it's the EMFs that are causing this. In fact, it's been shown in a few cases, people with these, with sudden cardiac death can be revived. And when they are revived and they're heart function is looked at, you see that they have these kinds of problems. They may have...
They have an ongoing damaged heart, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. I think that in the case of the EMFs, that it works on... There's a part of the heart which contains the biological pacemaker cells. These are the cells that, regulate the heartbeat. Okay, so the heartbeat has to be coordinated. They are called pacemaker cells. They are very, very sensitive to the EMFs. And so the EMFs can damage those cells and cause these kinds of problems. That's something that... that we need to be concerned about, obviously. Now, there's several other things that we need to be concerned about, and these are things where there's less evidence than the ones we talked about before, but there's still substantial evidence. And one has to do with very early onset Alzheimer's disease. We have reason to think that the EMFs can cause Alzheimer's, and there are animal model studies that have shown that they do in animals. We're getting earlier and earlier onset Alzheimer's cases, including people occasionally age 30 coming down with Alzheimer's disease, completely unheard of in previous times. And they're still quite rare, but the point is that the age of onset is going lower and lower and lower. So what are we doing? Instead of decreasing our exposures, which is what we should be doing, we seem to be running as fast as we can to increase our exposures. With the FCC and the telecom industry leading the way. So we're in really quite deep trouble. There are two other conditions, diseases, I guess, where EMFs can have roles, and I believe do have roles and one of them is ADHD, and the other one is autism. And both of those, the critical exposures appear to be the exposures during what's called the perinatal period. The period before birth and after birth. So during that time period, the brain is rapidly developing, and the synapses, which are the connections between the neurons, are very, very rapidly formed. And if they're not formed properly, then you can get ADHD or autism. And so we think that the EMFs are actually impacting the mechanisms which regulate formation of synapses in the developing brain. So that's
Would you agree the average household, I go on about this now and again, I tell people when I see it, like they have a microwave, they have a roaming phone, and they got Wi-Fi and an induction oven. There have been four levels of attack there on children in the house.
Yeah.
And I've
helped there, other, there are lots of other things. I mean, it's just incredible what we're doing. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely incredible. And let me just say one thing about ADHD and autism. Mm-hmm. They're both more common in males than in females.
Say that again. Yeah, your voice is varying on that phone there.
ADHD and autism are both much more common in males than in females.
Yeah.
So ADHD is about 3.5 times more common in males than females, and autism is about 4.5 times more common in males than in females.
I'll ask you to repeat that because I'm doing a report on somebody on vaccinations. But give me those figures again, and I'm not trying to trip you up. I regard it as very valuable information.
These are approximate figures, yeah. But ADHD occurs about 3.5 times more common in male babies than in female babies. And in autism, it's about 4.5 times more common in male babies.
I see.
So it appears for some reason that the male brain is more sensitive to the disruption of the synapse formation.
I'm amazed to hear that. I thought, just correct me if I'm wrong, I thought it was something to do with the thickness of the skull protected you somewhat from the rays, where men's head would be bigger and heavier than women's. I thought the thickness of the skull would protect you somewhat. Is that not the case?
Well, that's true, but that's, okay, there we're talking about in adults. There's a big difference. Yeah. Here we're talking about in the fetus or in a very young baby, and there's not much difference, but for whatever reason, and I don't think, we don't understand why there is this difference, but there is a difference. And so you know, I you know, as I say, the you know, this is something I think that's a very serious problem, and it's been proposed by others that it may be broader than just ADHD and autism. Mm-hmm. That there may be other neurological effects that again come from this early development of the brain mm-hmm. during the perinatal period, where males may be more susceptible. And so this is something I think is very serious in terms of our society.
Well, the other thing about this, I'm sure you know this, they immediately in schools, they shouldn't be prescribing anything in schools to children without the parents' permission, to prescribe that wretched drug Ritalin for children of ADHD. And I just in parallel, I know you're telling the absolute truth. Parallel to this, it's known that ADHD does not exist on its own. It's been caused by ADHD syndrome, children eating food with high preservatives and chemicals in them and bad discipline will exhibit hyperactive activity, and it can be some levels can be treated immediately without a drug. But if they give children this Ritalin, they're kind of addicted to pharma drugs for the rest of their life.
I see. Well, I can't speak as an expert on that. I don't really know about it.
Well, I'm not an expert, but certain people have written articles on that are Mike Adams in the National News and that as well. But carry on. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so there's lots and lots of very serious things going on here. Now, and let me just say again that, you know, it's the pulsed EMFs, the things that pulse up and down that are more dangerous, more active, and that every single wireless communication device communicates via pulsations. So this makes things very, very serious. And none of these things, absolutely none of these things, are taken into consideration with our safety guidelines. They're entirely based on only heating effects, and none of these things that I've just talked about are heating effects. So,
is it fair to say we guidelines is basically, we don't have guidelines on safety, we have a propaganda war, and it's shocking. And that's, yeah. I'm sure that's what you see as the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. We're getting a little low on time here, I guess.
No. Let me just say, we go up to the top of the hour and you come down the other side. We won't take calls, say, till the bottom of the third hour. We've a 5 minute break at 5:02, and then we'll have a 20 minute run.
Okay, so let me just say, I'm going to talk now about my own work on this. And I discovered, so up until recently, we've known that there are all these, non-thermal effects, but we didn't know how they worked. And the industry's been arguing, well, if we don't know how they work, then maybe they're not real, which, of course, is a false argument, but still and all, they make it. So I basically found what the mechanism of action is, and that these EMFs work on some channels in the membrane that surrounds our cells, in the plasma membrane that surrounds each of our cells, and they're called voltage-gated calcium channels. And what happens is...
Say that again. This is natural systems in the body. Voltage...
Yeah. Voltage-gated calcium channels. And so when they are activated and the EMFs activate these channels, they open up and they allow calcium ions to flow into the cell. And it's the excess calcium in the cell which is responsible for most, if not all, of the biological effects.
Mm-hmm.
So we know a lot about what happens when you've got too much calcium in the cell. And based on the known biochemistry and physiology of that, one can explain all of these effects that I've just talked about, how they can be produced by the EMFs. So we don't have any puzzles anymore, basically. We can explain the whole thing. And, of course, industry just ignores all this stuff. So that's, you know, that's the, you know, kind of fundamental situation. Now, let's talk about 5G. And I'm probably not going to finish this, but we can get started on it, maybe.
Sure.
So 5G is basically an attempt to use wireless devices to communicate extraordinarily high amounts of information into these wireless devices from the internet. And in order to do that, what they're planning to do is is to use much higher frequencies than we've been using previously. So these are what are called millimeter wave EMFs, and they have some important properties. But one of the properties that they have is because they're much higher frequency, they can pulse much more. So they can, you know, as I said, these communicate via pulsations. So you can have much more pulsations. You can have much more communication, and so that's the whole rationale for 5G. So we'll get back to this later.
Sorry, yeah, we'll just have a short break now, and then we'll do a short run at the top of the hour and 20 minutes after that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Dr. Martin Paul, Is it fair to say, just one, I'll let you talk away, we short run at the top of the hour, then we have a 20-minute run. Was 5G put together for the military originally? Was that why it was put together?
That I don't know. I don't know whether... in fact, it's not even clear what 5G is going to be yet, I don't think. You know, the industry is talking about it as if everything was set, but I don't know that it is. But what they're doing, okay, so there's several things about 5G, about using these very high frequencies that have a lot of implications. And specifically because these very high frequency EMFs are absorbed quite rapidly in materials, they don't penetrate nearly as well as microwave frequencies do. And so so basically the plan is to put out tens of millions of these, what they call small cell antennae. I don't know that that, you know, that shouldn't tell you that the effects are small. But they're planning to put out tens of millions of these very near houses all over the country. And so that it will be extraordinarily difficult to avoid exposures, especially if you're outdoors. You know, it's going to be all over the place.
The cost of putting them in has to be astronomical. There's photographs on activist posts. On the last email I sent you today, activist posts cover this relentlessly. And you go to their search box, they have 300 articles. In fact, some of your articles could have shown up there. You don't have to post them directly. They pick up articles from a place that are well presented. You know, some of your articles may be on activist posts, but they photographs of the elaborate equipment, and it's quite elaborate equipment. And I don't know who the hell's going to pay for all this, you know?
Well... yeah, of course, they're hoping we're going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it. So the first thing has to do with the fact that there are huge numbers of these, and they're going to be run at quite high intensities because of the lowered penetration. And in addition to that, as I said before, they're going to be very, very highly pulsed. So for all of those reasons, they are likely to be much, much more active in biologically than what the microwave frequency ones. And as you've seen, the microwave frequency ones are already extraordinarily destructive. Mm-hmm. So we're in very deep trouble because of all of that. One of the things that I want to get to on this is that one of the things the industry says is, well, we know that these very high frequencies are absorbed quite rapidly in the body, and so they claim that they're only going to impact the outer 1 millimeter or so of the body. That's what they claim. Now, they've been claiming somewhat similar things with the microwave frequency. They claim that the microwave frequency only works in the outer centimeter or so of the body. A centimeter is about 0.4 inches. We absolutely know that's false.
Even if that was the case, that's enough to give you skin cancer, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course. Yeah, it is. But what I'm saying is that we know these things work much, much more deeply in the body than the industry claims. And so, for instance, the microwave frequency EMFs, the best study on that was published in Switzerland by Professor Hessig and his colleagues, where they were studying pregnant cattle.
Their experience with extended.
Should I cut off here?
Sorry, I didn't hear the intro to the music. I didn't hear it either. We're at the top of the hour. I didn't hear the intro there, Ken. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Okay. Hello?
Some hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.